This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Felix Leit of CBS News is in Magnitogorsk, the steel-making town of the Soviet Union once upon a time, now the steel-making town of the Russian Federation in the Ural Mountains. And we moved from the Ural Mountains to Moscow. Felix, a newspaper, the Moscow Times, has been reporting on the various iterations of anxiety and precaution about the virus. Felix, some weeks past, there was an order from the mayor of Moscow to keep people who are not vaccinated out of restaurants, karaoke bars, gatherings. That went by the boards when the restaurateurs of Moscow said, this will kill our business. We will not obey. The Delta variant is now moving New York City to the same caution. In these next days, I'll report to you that the mayor of New York City, using emergency powers, has mandated that you must be doubly vaccinated with approved vaccines to enter restaurants and theaters and gathering places in New York City. Is that still the story in Moscow? Is it still that they will not obey that? And does that tell us anything about Moscow's positive reporting and hospitalization because of the Delta variant?
Well, it's an interesting question, I think. So as you said, we had perhaps a month or two ago now, we had sort of discussions about making sort of visiting restaurants conditional on having a vaccine. That was very quickly scrapped sort of after 3 weeks. And I think that even though the sort of government sort of said that it was scrapped because the indicators, because the statistics about sort of caseload, about death toll were getting better, I suspect that it was a political decision, a decision made because it would have clearly killed restaurants in a country where sort of maximum 20% of the population is vaccinated. You can't possibly run a business like a catering business on that sort of reduced customer base. What does it tell us about Russia? I think it's an interesting question. I think that it tells us that for all that Russia is obviously not in any meaningful sense a democracy, I think the Russian authorities are still very vulnerable to public opinion, and they're very cautious of going against public opinion. They are always very, very keen to be on the right side of any issue, sort of in the eyes of the man on the street. They do not want to be seen to be sort of imposing these kind of onerous restrictions or, you know, driving businesses into bankruptcy. It's very important for them to stay on the right side of the people. So I think it's always good to sort of bear in mind that Putin's power is not absolute, and it's almost a dialogue with the people in some kind of strange and convoluted way, you could say, I think.
Politics. Navalny and Navalny supporters are always in the news, and that story is not changing. The direction is that if you associate with Navalny at any point in your past, you will not be welcome to participate in the political process. But there's this startling new headline. Missing Belarus dissident found hanged in Ukraine park. This suggests the confusion of several states, Belarus and Lukashenko, Ukraine and Donbass, and now the hanging of a dissident. I know it's a mystery. It just sits there. But does this look like the sort of story that will come to Moscow eventually, or is this going to stay out in Ukraine?
One has to bear in mind here that the key context of why this happened is that Ukraine, being a much more democratic society and a more democratic country than either Russia or Belarus, has become sort of, since this wave of crackdowns on the Belarusian democracy movement, has really become a center for sort of political exiles from Belarus and perhaps to a lesser extent from Russia. So I think that this is a very important to sort of bear in mind. This is a Ukrainian story. What I do think it clearly illustrates, though, is that Europe, certainly, and perhaps the rest of the world, the West, so to speak, has a huge problem with Lukashenko, with Belarus. You know, the man is coming to behave almost a bit like I've seen this sort of bandied around, a sort of Gaddafi of the 80s, you know, the wild man, the wild dictator who is going to cause problems in all sorts of different countries. And I think people will need to sort of brace for Belarus doing more provocative things. You know, we've seen this row with the the athlete who was forced, who they attempted to force home after she criticized the government from Tokyo, who ended up applying for asylum last week. We've seen the Protasevich affair, where the airliner was forced to land in Minsk. So a string of really extraordinary operations, either sort of assumed to be undertaken by Belarus or quite clearly undertaken by Belarus. And I think we're very likely to see Lukashenko making a nuisance of himself, so to speak, again in future.
With less than a minute to go, Felix, does Lukashenko's bad acting attach itself to the Kremlin, or are these seen as separate matters? You know, he's a rascal, but he's our rascal. Is that the thinking in Moscow?
I think that is the thinking, but there's a very strong, I think, reluctance for the Russian side to sort of tie itself too closely to Lukashenko. I think Lukashenko is seen as a sort of a wild man and one who can't be trusted, because frankly, you know, it's easy to say he's a pro-Russian leader, but actually Lukashenko is very much just a pro-Lukashenko leader.
Right.
And I think there's no illusion in Russia that he'd sell the Russians sort of down the river if it was ever profitable for him to do so.
Felix Light of CBS News and the Moscow Times, and I remind everybody, Lukashenko's answer to the virus was to take a sauna and drink vodka. That's what we're talking about, a man who is clearly not in the same planet we are. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.